Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Attention farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services from more than 300 exhibitors, along with seminars from OSU Extension. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
It's time once again for the 25th Annual Bull Sale, coming up Wednesday, March the 20th at Pollard Farms. They'll be featuring 100 home-raised service-aged bulls, Fall 22 and Spring 23 registered Angus bulls, plus a select group of 40 Angus females. Sale's going to be at the ranch located 1 mile east of Highway 81 on Wood Road in Waucomas, Oklahoma. For sale information, go to PollardFarms.com. Don't miss the 25th Annual Bull Sale, Wednesday, March the 20th in Waucomas, Oklahoma with Pollard Farms. Well, the Senate passed a six-measure spending bundle for President Joe Biden's signature on Friday night, clearing half a dozen annual funding measures after months of partisan grappling. Final vote was 75 to 22, and on Saturday, Biden did sign that $460 billion package. Our own Ron Hayes had the opportunity to sit down with Congressman Frank Lucas to discuss the minibus appropriations bill and its impact on agriculture, the farm bill, and more.
First of all, this set of bills that we passed should have been passed last September. So like many things in the environment up here, where you have a two-seat Republican majority in the House, a one-seat Republican majority in the United States Senate, and a White House that seems to be on autopilot, it should have been done months and months ago. Funding the basic operations day-to-day at USDA is important. The Farm Bill provides mandatory money for crop insurance, price protection, a variety of programs, but the salaries, the expenses of running the operations, the computers, the software, all of that sort of stuff is funded by the annual appropriation. So we were in risk if we had a shutdown of the government, of the USDA offices, the FSA offices, the NRCS offices being locked up. Are there areas that cause me some angst? Well, there was some shifting around of conservation monies in the upstream flood control program that I'm not particularly pleased with. But the bottom line is this: we are funded. We're good to go now till the end of September 2024, and almost immediately my Appropriation Committee friends will begin working on fiscal year 2025. This had to be done, it got done, and we can move forward.
To hear the complete conversation between Frank Lucas and Ron Hayes, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, the House Ag Committee has laid out a roadmap to relieve labor shortages that have seriously impacted America's farmers and ranchers. The Ag Labor Working Group released its final report on how to improve the H-2A guest worker program. It includes more than 20 recommendations to streamline the program and make labor more affordable for farmers. We're losing American farms rapidly, and there's no question that the broken workforce system is partly to blame. That coming from Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall. While the working group recommendations don't address all the labor challenges facing farmers, they do offer some needed solutions, such as streamlining the recruiting and hiring of H-2A employees. They also want to expand the H-2A program to meet year-round needs, recommend paying employees based on duties performed during the majority of the day, and reform wage calculation standards to provide stability in farm worker pay rates. Full committee report is now available at agriculture.house.gov. Be sure to check out the upcoming BigIron.com online auction Wednesday, March the 27th, featuring Meyer Beef and Grain, LLC. There's going to be plenty of well-maintained pieces for bid in O'Keene, Oklahoma, including a 2021 John Deere self-propelled sprayer, a 2019 Massey Ferguson self-propelled windrower, a 2014 John Deere four-wheel drive tractor, and much, much more. No reserves, and all items are lien-free, so register to place your bids today at BigIron.com. Big Iron Auctions, rural connections, respected values, and real deals. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.